and welcome to Heartbeat. Today, I want to remind you that we have a God who is close and is not distant. We have a God who wants to be close to us. He is not a distant God. Recently, I had a friend give me an article. They photocopied it for me. They gave me an article that they found in a magazine. It was a women's magazine. And they were going through this magazine, and it was a magazine that they've had for about 50 years. And as they were flicking through this magazine, they found this article that's titled, How Remote is God? And they were a bit shocked that they found an article about God in a magazine that's not a Christian magazine, it's not a Christian publication, but that there would be this article that talks about God in this magazine. And so they photocopied it and brought it to me because they were so amused, excited that they found it in this magazine. And so I've read it. And when I read it, I felt like I wanted to share it in this Heartbeat. And so it's called How Remote is God? And what it talks about, this article talks about, it challenges the idea really that our God is a close God, that our God is not a distant God. It talks about that a lot of people, it says in this article, see God as a distant God. They believe in God, but he's far off. He's not close. There's no real connection to him. But the article challenges this idea to suggest that our God is a close God. Our God is a God who wants to interact in our lives, who wants to be a part of our lives, guiding us. In the Bible, we read over and over again how God came and interacted in people's lives, how he gave direction. One of the examples that the article gives is about how God spoke to Abraham. And in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, it says this, Now the Lord said to Abram, Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. So it's just one small example of how God came and he interacted in Abraham's life. It was before he was called Abraham, when he was still called Abram. He interacted and gave Abram a direction. Go from this land, and I want you to go here where I will show you. And you may also think of other ideas from the Bible, like when Moses found the burning bush and God spoke to him there. When God sent the angel Gabriel to Mary to tell her that you're going to be the mother of the Son of God. God wants to interact in our lives. And for each one of those people in the Bible, they had to choose whether they accepted or rejected what God was saying to them. And in a similar way, we have to do that in our own lives. We get to choose whether we accept or reject what God might be doing in our lives, what God might be saying to us. Now, maybe you can think of a time in your own life where you believe that God spoke to you and directed you, a prompting, a feeling, a thought. Did you accept it or did you reject it? Our God wants to be close. He's not a distant God. He wants to be involved in our lives. And we know that particularly because he sent his son Jesus. Jesus, who is also God, came to live on this earth with all of us. God sent his son because he wanted to be close. And then in a similar way, Jesus, God, then sends us the Holy Spirit to live in us, to be close to us. We have a God who not only listens to us, but he comes close to us because he wants to guide us and he wants to show us our next steps in our lives. Now, can I ask you a question? Knowing that we have God who is close to us and wants to be close to us in our lives, does that change the way that you interact with God? Does that change the way you talk to him, knowing that he wants to be close, that he wants to be involved in your life? God wants me to invite him in to my situation, to my challenges, to my desperations, and to my joys. And he wants the same for you. And one of my favorite scriptures is in the book of James, and it says in chapter 4, verse 8, it says, Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. And I love that because it's a simple direction. Draw near. If I draw near to God, then God draws near to me. It's like almost he can't help himself. Like if I go close, well, he must come close too. And the thing is that God already wants to come close, but he allows us to accept or to reject. He allows us to take the next step. Now, in the article, it says, God's work is limited by our acceptance or rejection of his overtures. Now, God wants to be in our lives. He wants to be working in us. He wants to be close to us, but he is limited by whether or not I allow him to be or whether I reject what he wants to do in my life. What is stopping you today from allowing God to come close? What is stopping you? God loves you and he just wants to guide you. He wants to be in your life. He wants to know all about you. He wants you to share yourself with him as he then shares himself with us. And so I encourage you today to cry out to God. If you don't feel close, then like the scripture says in James, then draw near to him. Say, hey, God, I'm drawing near to you right now. And he will draw near to you because he wants to be close, because he loves you. Our God is not a distant God. Our God is a close God. So why don't you pray with me right now, wherever you are, and let's ask that God would come close, that if we're not feeling his presence today, that we would sense it, and that we would have a God who is interactive in our lives, who does come and guide our steps and give us direction. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, you are a close God. You don't want to be distant. We know that you sent your Son Jesus to be with us, and you sent the Holy Spirit to live inside us, Lord, so that we could have connection to you. I pray that for those of us today who don't feel close to you, that we would be able to take a step towards you by your grace, that you would help us to step towards you, and that we would be more aware of your presence and your closeness to us in our lives. Thank you, Lord. We praise you that you are a close God. You're not distant, that you want to be involved in our lives. I pray that we would sense your presence in our lives every day. We ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.